I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. A new set of economic data today seemed to confirm that, yes, the U.S. economy is in trouble. Here's one example. U.S. industrial production suffered its biggest monthly drop since 1974. The bleak economic picture here and elsewhere is causing governments to review their spending priorities. One concern is that they'll rethink their financial pledges to help combat hunger around the globe. That concern was expressed today by former United Nations Chief Kofi Annan. He was in Dublin, Ireland, to address an international conference on global hunger. Economist Jeffrey Sachs is also in Dublin for the conference. He says that, in a way, the challenge is simple.
There are millions of people dying, especially children, because they don't have enough to eat. And this is a solvable problem. In fact, the solutions are very practical and very specific, helping the poorest farmers in the world to get the basic inputs of better seed and fertilizer so that they can grow enough for their families and bring food to market. That costs more money than the poorest of the poor can mobilize, and we have to help them get it.
Are you saying that better seed and fertilizer is all it would take to relieve these hunger concerns?
I'm not saying that it's all that it would take, because this is a complex challenge, but what I am saying is that it is possible for the epicenter of hunger in Africa to be dramatically relieved by doubling or even tripling the food production in large parts of Africa very quickly. The problem is that this would cost a few billion dollars a year beyond what the impoverished countries of Africa can afford. And that's what the rich countries promised to do but have not followed through. They made $12 billion of commitments at the Hunger Summit in Rome in June, but only $50 million from Australia has actually come into the bank. And this is the great drama. People are dying. Now the attention, understandably, is on the financial markets and banking. But for the banking crisis, the rich countries have mobilized about $3 trillion. And we're talking about roughly 1,000th of that to help the poorest of the poor stay alive. And that has not been mobilized successfully yet.
So is the concern that, as we talk about this economic downturn and its effect on combating hunger, is the concern that there will now simply be less money? You mentioned this $3 trillion and there's a $700 billion bailout here in the United States. Or is it rather that the financial mess will be used as an excuse not to spend money on hunger alleviation?
I think it's well understood now, or at least it should be, that the rich countries have made lots of promises to the poor in recent years that have not been fulfilled. They weren't fulfilled during the boom. Now, maybe they won't be fulfilled during the crisis as well. I don't know whether it's an excuse or simply a continuation of lack of focus, but it is a major problem.
There was a meeting last week in Cameroon of finance ministers from West Africa, and they issued a statement to the effect that because they are less plugged into the Western economic system, because they have fewer sophisticated goods to bring to world markets, they're relatively spared from the current economic crisis. It sounds like you're saying that they will be affected anyway. Maybe you can talk us through that.
There really are three major channels by which the poor will be hit. One, the prices of commodities, such as coffee, for example, are falling because of the recession in the U.S. and Europe. That hurts the poorest of the poor farmers. Second, the volumes of trade, simply the amounts that are purchased by world markets, is definitely going down now as the world economy slows. And third is the potential further delay and even cutback in the levels of assistance that have been promised to solve these problems. And that the poor countries have been waiting for. Now, it's been at risk because these promises still have not been fulfilled. Even in the good times, the risk is that they'll have even less chance of being fulfilled in the bad times. It doesn't have to be like this, though. After all, if we can do a $700 billion bailout in the United States, if Europe, the U.S., and Japan combined can find $3 trillion, is it really true that we'll leave people to die for a thousandth of that? That's really the question.
Jeffrey Sachs, director of the Earth Institute at Columbia University, thank you very much.
A pleasure to be with you.